Today's daf is Yuma Daf Dalet. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored in memory of Dr. Saul Agus, Shaul Gershon, Ben Chaim Shmuel, V'ita Chaya Zichrona Levracha, on the occasion of a 6-yard site, and also by Dr. David and Sandra Bellison in memory of Sandra's mother's 2nd yard site, Yanta Bas Shalom, Alea Shalom, and Hashem Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So we're holding on the very top of Daf, Dalet Amud Aleph. We are at the 3rd word on the page at Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we're continuing the sugya that we've been learning up until this point. So far, we're trying to figure out, how do we know that there's this din that you sequester the Kohen Gadol for 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim? So the Gemara had two suggestions. One suggestion was that of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's derived from the Pasuk by the Miluim, and from the Pasuk of the Miluim, we learn not only the Kohen Gadol being sequestered, but also the Oseh Para, the person who's involved in the Shefa to be sequestered in advance of that avoda, and then we had Reish Lakish who said that no, we don't derive it from a pasuk by the Miluim. So Reish Lakish said we instead derive it from Har Sinai. That just like by Har Sinai, there was a 6-day period of being sequestered where Moshe Rabbeinu had to be separated in advance. So too Lidoros, when it comes to encountering that level of kedusha, there's a period of sequestering that's necessary. So the Gemara is going to bring 3 rayas in this machlokas for the source of the precious Kohen Gadol for Shiva Yamim. So we're going to have some rayas this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We're going to have 3 different rayas. And then the Gemara is going to, in the context of bringing these rayas, we're going to talk a lot about what happened, the Seder Hadvarim by Har Sinai and by Kabbalah HaTorah. The Gemara is going to bring 3 different opinions why the Pasuk says that Hashem called to Moshe when he really called L'chorah to all of Klal Yisrael. Why does it highlight Moshe Rabbeinu? Then we have machlokas whether the 6 days that we referred to were days right before Kabbalah HaTorah from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, or the days right after Kabbalah HaTorah, and we're going to try to figure out how that fits into the calendar in terms of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, that's the day that the Luchos were in fact broken. Then the Gemara is going to bring a stira, whether it was only Moshe or all of Klal Yisrael that was able to hear the Ribbono Shel Olam when the Ribbono Shel Olam spoke. And we're going to have 2 resolutions to that stira, and at the very end of the daf, we're going to learn the makar for the idea of confidentiality, that we assume that when someone is told something, that it's bebal yomar, that you're not supposed to go around telling it to other people unless you have explicit permission to do so. So let's begin again at the very top of daf, Dalet Amud Aleph, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Raya number 1 in this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, from where do we learn the days of sequestering the Kohen Gadol in advance? Is it from the Miluim or is it from Har Sinai? So Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. He says, "Bishlam ledidi di alfina mi Miluim." It works out very well according to me that I learned it from the Miluim. Hainu detanya zev zev mazon lov kol shiva mi kol chatol shahayusham tavei nami hazah b'Miluim. So I understand why it is that we have such a concept that we do hazah during the days leading up to Yom HaKippurim on the Kohen Gadol, because after all there was hazah during the Miluim. So it makes sense that if we're patterning the whole idea after the Miluim, that we're going to do Hazza'ah as well when it comes to the Kohen Gadol. El Lididach, the Alphat Misinai, Hazza'ah B'Sinai Mi'Avai. But you're deriving it from Sinai. Where was there any Hazza'ah by Har Sinai? So why would we get this idea that there's an Inyan of Hazza'ah? So Amleil Tamech Minicha. So Reish Lakish says back to him, wait, and it works out so well according to you? B'Miluim Dam. Hachamayim. Yes, there was Hazza'ah by the Miluim, but it was Hazza'ah Hadam. And over here it's Hazza'ah Mayim of the Efer Para. So how can you say that that's exactly the same thing and that everything works out, that it totally aligns? If you're learning from the Miluim, you're not sprinkling the same thing. So says Marahalo Kasha, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. That Mayim is able to replace the Dam, but at least there's an Inyan of Hazza'ah, even though it's not exactly the same liquid that you're being Mazeh. Elulididach, Hazza'ah Basinim. But according to you, where do we ever find Hazza'ah at all at Sinai? And therefore, why would we have Hazza'ah of the Kohen Gadol in advance of Yom HaKippurim? So Amalei, Maila Bialma. He says, you're right, but by By para, it's a maila bialma for the reasons that we said, that by para aduma, since there were kulas that would be mitameim l'chadchila, so we take certain chumras, so one of these chumras is the hazah, and by Yom HaKippurim, it's also a special chumrah, l'kavod, as Rashi writes, l'kavod k'nisas machne shechina, that we thought it was appropriate that he'd have to go through some sort of very intense purification process if he's going to go right into the machne shechina. So it's a maila bialma because it was very logical. Tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya kavaseid. Oh, before we get to that, so the Gemara had mentioned that one of the things that that we had mentioned is that the hazaa that's done kol shiva, the pasuk says, the brisa says zev zev mazlov kol shiva mikol chataos shahayusham, from all of the chataos shahayusham. What does that mean? From all of the chataos sounds like every parah aduma in history, they had a collection of ashes mixed with the water from each parah aduma, and they would use all of them every time that they had to prepare a kohen gadol. Well, you don't need all of them in order to be metayer him, so why would they use mikol chatol shayusham? So the Bartanura in Maseches Para on this Mishnah says that every day they would use a para acheres, they would use the afer of a para acheres. So the Gvura Sari points out that no, probably what they did is they would be ma'ariv all of them together, and they would be mazer from a taroves of all of them. So in the Aruch HaShulchan, he says he doesn't understand, is it toelis? What kind of what is it? What benefit is there by being mazer from all of the chatos? What does it help? So in the Rimi Lunil, he writes that it's l'kavra kohanim that they did it, to show that we want to be absolutely thorough, we're going to use every single paraduma, and that it's all worth it to prepare the Kohen Gadol for his avoda. And the Tiferes Yisrael in Maseches Para, he says that it's a hidur just in case one of them is not kosher. This is like an extra chumrah. It's like people who take esrog after esrog after esrog after esrog, just in case one of the, just in case they're murkav, and you want to have the one with the best yichus. So you never know, just in case one of these something went wrong in the production of the mechatos on one of them, so we use all of them, and that way it's an extra chumrah that they used to practice. So now that was raya number one in the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya kavaseid Reish Lakish. We have two additional rayas, a brisa that's going to support Rabbi Yochanan that the limud of this question of the Kohen Gadol is from the Miluim, and a brisa that's going to support Reish Lakish that the Limud is in fact from Matan Torah. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan that the Limud is from the Miluim, because the brisa says as follows: Bezos Yavo Aaron Ala Kodesh. Pasuk says Bezos Yavo Aaron Ala Kodesh. Rashi points out Kray Yaseiruhu Kidel Kaman Lemidrash Bray Drosh Bray Hachi Bezos HaTorah Murabinian B'makom Acher Yavo Aaron Ala Kodesh. Since it's an actual pasuk, we're learning from the word Bezos that something that it says somewhere else has to be done by Aaron before he's Baal HaKodesh. So there's something from some other parsha in the Torah that we're going to apply to Aaron's preparation for entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So B'masha Amur Be'inyan. So Maihi, what is it referring to? Where is that somewhere else in the Torah? Be'inyan de Miluim. And when it comes to the Miluim, Uma Amur Be'inyan de Miluim. And what is it about the Inyan of the Miluim that we are now applying over here to preparing the Kohen Gadol? So Aaron that Aaron was set aside for 7 days to study and to learn, and all of that was in preparation of the one day of avoda of the miluim. So and Moshe Rabbeinu would teach him to be mechanichim, and the avoda would teach him the right thing to do throughout how to do the avoda properly throughout the shivas yimei miluim. Va'af ledoros kohen gadol pori shiva umishamish yomechad. So to the Doros, we have a similar thing, that the Kohen Gadol is parish for 7 days, and he's going to have one day where he's on, where he's got to do the avoda. Ushnei tamid chachamim mitamidav shel Moshe lafukei tzedukin, and then we prepare two tamid chachamim, but not just tamid chachamim, traditional tamid chachamim. We don't want tzedukin who are going to have different interpretations of the psukim, not al pi Torah shebal peh, even though they may be great tamid chachamim, they may know a lot, but these tamid chachamim have to be from the tamid. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe lo kol shiva, they supply him with these two talmidei chacham for all 7 days, kidei lechancho be'avoda, in order to prepare him to do the avoda properly. Mikan amru shiva yom kodim yom kippur mafrishin kohen gadol mi beisol lishchas parhedrin, and it's from there that we derive that 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur we're mafrish kohen gadol from his house, we take him out of his house, and we instead put him in the lishchas parhedrin. Ukeshem shemafrishin kohen gadol kach mafrishin kohen asarif esapara. lelishcha shal pnei abirut tzafon mizracha. And similar to the way we sequester the Kohen Gadol in advance of Yom HaKippurim, as we learned at the very beginning of the Masechta, we also sequester the fellow who's going to be involved in the Para Aduma in a special room on the northeastern side of the Beis HaMikdash. And both the Kohen Gadol prior to Yom HaKippurim, as well as the Soref HaPara in his 7-day sequestering period prior to the Avodah of the Para Aduma, we sprinkle on them from the ashes of the Para Aduma, from Kol Chatol Shayisham. Vim Tomar Bimiluim Dam Hachamayim. And if you're going to say, but wait a second, how do I learn Hazaah that happened? How do I learn from Hazaah that happened at the Miluim to the Hazaah that we're talking about over here by the Kohen Gadol? Because after all, Hazaah by the Miluim was Dam, and over here it's Mayim. So Amrit Nichnusu Mayim Tachas Dam. No, that's why we have this principle that Mayim is able to replace the Dam. V'omer, and in case that's not convincing enough for you, the fact that we have a pasuk that says Bezos Yavar and Elakodesh, and Bezos must be referring to something because it's a Kray Yaseira, in case that's not enough for you to tell you about this idea that we sequester both the Kohen Gadol and the Osepara, well, there's another pasuk, Kashara Sobiyam Azet Siva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem Lasos Elamai Separa Lechaper Elamai Siyom HaKippurim, that you have those two words that refer to the Mai Separa and the Mai Siyom HaKippurim. And we already challenged that drasha, both parts of it, about how I know that Lasos refers dafka to the Maisa Parah and Lechaper refers dafka to the Maisa Yom HaKippurim. But you see from that pasuk that both the Yom HaKippurim and the Maisa Parah require a period of sequestering. So says Gemara, okay, but once you have that pasuk, Vahai Bezos, before we get to that, further the Gemara says, Vahai Bezos, mi bai le lugufei. Wait a second, you're telling me in this brisa, what just happened in this brisa? We said that how do I know that there's a period of sequestering the Kohen Gadol? So we said first because there's an extra pasuk, Bezos Yavar and El Kodesh. And from the extra Bezos, we're able to derive from the Miluim that just like the Miluim had a period of sequestering, so too by the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So that's one. And then we said, Ve'omer, another pasuk, the pasuk that we've been quoting the whole time, Kasher Asab Yom Asad Zivah Hashem Lassos Chaper Aleichem. So I asked the Gemara, wait a second, that first drasha is not even a good drasha. Vay Bezos, the word Bezos is not extra. Mi bay leilu kufay, bipar ben bakar lechatos vay liola. It says, Bezos, Yavar and Elakodesh. What's the Zos? It's referring to what the pasuk's been talking about, the karbanos that he needs to bring. So the Zos that he's got, that he's Yavar Elakodesh with, is the par ben bakar the chatos and the ayiliola. So says Mar no, Amri ila carbon lechudei lemkra bazeh or be'ele. If it was only about the carbon, it would have said bazeh or be'ele. My bezos is a lashon keva shamina tarti. It must mean that it's also not only about the carbonos, but it's also about a period of sequestering. It's also about some other preparation that has to be done. My vi omer, okay, good, but once I have the pasuk of Bezos, and you're telling me it's a Kray Yaseira to Darshan, so why do I need the pasuk I've been using the whole time of Kasher Asab Yom HaSetziv HaShem Lassos Chaper Aleichem? Why do I need that to tell me that there's a period of sequestering? So it says, Marav Chi Teima Yom HaKippurim Kamo Hu Dubai Prisha Kedashchem Bimiluim Av Yom HaKippurim Dial Malo, because you might think that, yes, there's a limit over here of Bezos Yav Aaron to tell me that the very first Yom HaKippurim requires Prisha, but how do I know that every Yom HaKippurim that Kohen Gadol is going to be doing the Avodah, that also requires Prisha? Inami, Kohen Gadol Kamo Hu Dubai Prisha Av Kohen Gadol Bi'alma Lo. Or you might think that it's only the very first Kohen Gadol, it's Bezos Yav Aaron, that it's only Aaron HaKohen that has to do this period of Prisha prior to Yom HaKippurim, but regular Kohen Gadolim throughout the generations do not require that Prisha. Tashema Kesherasa. That's why the Pasuk, that's why we need that second Pasuk. That's why we have the Va'omer. So 2 points over here. First of all, we said that we provide him with 2 Talmidei Chachamim to teach him all the halachos, just like Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron the halachos during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. So why dafka 2 Talmidei Chachamim? So Tosfos Yeshanah points out, Tov Mashnayim Menachad. What do you mean? You can have 1 Rebbe, you can have 2 Rebbeim. So better to have 2 Rebbeim. I don't know, but why not 3? Why not 4? It's good to have as many people teaching you as possible. Not always. I guess sometimes there's a point of diminishing returns. Too many voices in your head. But Me'echi Tesi, that 2 is the right number. So Tosfos Rashi writes that they needed 2 in case the Kohen Gadol would do something wrong. If he'd be Meshana, the other one would be Meir, that they taught him the halachas properly, and that if he's being Meshana, he's doing it Bedavka, that he's doing it because it's a Tzduki. There was a particular debate between the Tzdukim and the Chachamim about how to do the Akhtaris, whether they only put the Akhtaris on the shovel to burn it once he's Lufim, or he did that already outside. So that was the debate between the Tzdukim. So they want to make sure that if he's Mishana, that there will be someone to testify that in fact that they taught him properly. The other issue, the Gvura Sari raises a question. We explained, we had the Brisa quoted two limudim of how I know that you need a period of sequestering. And we said, why do I need the second limud? I already have the first limud. And we answered that question. But there's an obvious question. Why do I need the first limud? The second limud is the one we've been working with the whole time. That pasuk from which we derive that you sequester both the osapara and the kohen gadol. So why do I need the limud of bezos? It could be that especially since bezos doesn't tell us as much. The Gemara told us bezos might only be about the first kohen gadol and the first yom kippurim. The second limud is much more thorough. So he says, don't tell me that if we only had one pasuk, we would have learned only about the original, meaning we would have given the same answer, because that it's only, maybe it's only about the first Kohen Gadol, maybe it's only about the first the first Yom HaKippurim, and it's only the fact that there are two pasukim that I could derive that it's the Doros, because by the Para, there's only one pasuk of Lasos, and yet we learn from the Para, from that second pasuk, we learn that the Para Lidoros requires sequestering, so it's clearly not the Kefela pasukim, it's not the fact that you have two psukim that we derive that that it must apply ledoros. It's about this specific pasuk. So the Acharim suggests a number of answers. Perhaps they suggest from Kasher Asa, you only learn Prisha. Bezos tells us Hazza'a as well, that we need to learn two things. Up until this point, we've only been talking about Prisha. It's only on Daf Dalet that we started talking about Hazza'a, and that's where I need Bezos to add in the detail that it's not just Prisha, but it's Hazza'a as well. Or maybe from Kasher Asa, we'd be Marbi even a Kohen Hedyot, like by the Miluim, that it wasn't just Aaron, it was Aaron Ubanav. So Bezos comes to tell me that that only the Kohen Gadol, like Aaron, would require the Prisha. So different suggestions that the Acharim make as far as why it is that I need the first Pasuk once I have the second Pasuk, especially since the second Pasuk is the one we've been using all along. Okay, so that is that Brisa. So says Gemara, Tanya Kava Sidre Shlakish. So as promised, the Gemara had said way back up on the page that we're going to have a Braisa to support not only Rabbi Yochanan, a Braisa to support Reish Lakish as well. So this is our third Raya in the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Here we have a Braisa that supports Reish Lakish, and again, who holds that the whole idea of a period of sequestering is derived from Matan Torah. That just like by Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be sequestered in advance, so too a Kohen Gadol, before he enters the Machna Shechina, needs to be sequestered in advance. So how do I see that? We have a braisa that says like this: Moshe ala ba'anan v'nischasa ba'anan v'niskadesh ba'anan kedei lekabel Torah liYisrael b'kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu went up in a cloud and he was covered in a cloud and he was niskadesh in a cloud in order to be able to receive the Torah b'kedusha. Shem Rav Yishkan Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai zehaya ma'isa achar aseres hadibros, that this was after the aseres hadibros. So yitchilu l'arba'im yom. Div Rabbi Yosei Glili. Rabbi Yosei Glili says that the calling out to Vayishkan Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai and the rest of the pasuk, which we're going to elaborate on in a moment, was all after the moments of Kabbalah Satora, where then Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up and receive the rest of the Torah. Rabbi Akiva Omar Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Merosh Chodesh. Rabbi Akiva says no, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem is Rosh Chodesh. It's prior to Kabbalah Satora. Vayichaseu Anan Lahar, and Vayichaseu Anan doesn't mean that it covered Moshe. It's Lahar that the Anan covered the Har, Vayikra El Moshe, and when it says Vayikra El Moshe, it wasn't just to Moshe. This is prior to Kabbalah Satorah. This is for all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe v'Kol Yisrael Lomdin. It was all of Klal Yisrael. So why does it say only Vayikra Shem Moshe? Lo ba kasev al chalik kavod to Moshe. The pasuk is just giving kavod to Moshe by singling him out because he's the most chashav among the group. Or Rabbi Nasan Omer lo ba kasev al marik achilu shi'ah shebimeyav l'samu kamel achayashares. That in order for Moshe, that it singles out Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu was going to need to go up to deal with the Malach Yashar. He's going to have to go up to receive the Torah. And as Gemara and Shabbos, Peches Peites talks about all the events that happened while he was up there to wrestle the Torah away from the Malachim. So he had to be on their level. So he had to cleanse his system of any achila v'shtia, that any food or drink that was in his system, so that he could be more similar to the Malach Yasharis. And Rabbi Yosef ben Cheresh Omer Lo Ba Kosev La'ayim Alav, that the Torah singles him out to cause a certain sense of fear, a certain sense of trepidation. Kadesh HaTorah Nitenes Be'ema Beretas U'Bezia, so that the Torah should be given with a sense of fear, a sense of trepidation, a sense of trembling. Zia means trembling. You often hear that mispronounced as Zaya. Zaya means sweat. There's no such din that the Torah has to be dafka when you're schwitzing. The Torah is Bezia. A person has to be trembling over the Torah. Shemar Ivdu Es Hashem B'Yira V'Gilu B'Ra'ada, that we serve Hashem B'Yira and we celebrate with Ra'ada, with trembling, even though it's celebration. It seems like those two are Dover V'Efecho, that it's two opposites, the idea of Gilu and Ra'ada. But when it comes to the Ran rites, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we experience. We experience this ecstatic experience. We're so thrilled, we're so excited, yet at the same time, we're terrified. You have a, Lahavdil or Kaviyachal, you have a watered-down version of that experience when you meet great people, right? If you have an opportunity to meet a Gadol B'Yisrael, it's scary because they're so great, so it's frightening, yet at the same time, it's exhilarating. Afterwards, you feel that you just had such a wonderful opportunity. Tosus points out, B'makom Gila k'dechsiv oz v'chedva b'makomo, that both it's oz and chedva, it's the strength and the joyousness and the rejoicing, that all of that happens simultaneous, that it's that they go together. These are not opposite feelings with each other. So anyway, so this is the machlokas. So that's what we said. Ma'ib v'gila b'radah, ma'ib v'rasam rab, makum gila shamtei radah. In the very place of gila, that's where we have a sense of ra'adah. So this is the machlokas. When exactly is this pasuk referring to? Is it referring to the days leading up to Kabbalah HaTorah? And it's talking about the anan over the har, and the kriya was really to all of Klal Yisrael? Or is it talking about the follow-up to Kabbalah HaTorah, where the anan goes on Moshe Rabbeinu to prepare him to be able to go up to the mountain, and it's really all about Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one singled out to be called to go up the mountain? So that's the two deos in Tanaim. Before we go any further, one of the things we said was that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be prepared to be nischasa ba'anan v'niskadesh ba'anan, to be mekabel the Torah for Yisrael b'kedusha. So we have such an inyan that the Torah has to be received dafka b'kedusha. And that's why the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin that a person should first get married and then learn Torah. And that is the ideal. It's not always practical, but that is the ideal. Why is that the ideal? That if one is able to do that, to first get married and then learn Torah. So the Gemara says, it's machlokas of the Gemara, but the Gemara says, because it's, then a person's learning is going to be b'tahara. And it's a higher level of Talmud Torah if a person is able to learn Torah b'kedusha b'tahara. And that's why Ben Esrim Shanim, if a person is 20 years old, the Gemara says, "Lo nasi isha kol yama biru avera." That each day that passes, he's just having hirure avera, and that's going to affect his learning. So that's a discussion exactly when we what we assume la halacha about 20 years old. That do we assume that the Rush writes that everyone is moda that if it's not possible for him to learn if he gets married because he's going to have to support a wife, so then he should learn and afterwards get married. That's what the Rambam writes as well in Hilchos Ishus, that a person becomes chayiv in this mitzvah to get married when he's 17 years old. Once he's 20 years old and he doesn't get married, he's mevatel the mitzvah saseh, meaning you got to start working on shiduchim when he's 17. By the time he's 20, he's being mevatel mitzvah saseh. But if he's osik b'torah and he's tarred in Torah and he's afraid to get married in order that he shouldn't have to be matriach in mizonos and it's going to be mevatel divrei Torah, then he's allowed to delay. Because osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, and the Rambam has that famous line where he says, osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Kal v'chomer, if you're learning Torah, then you're part of a mitzvah. It's a famous line because really the halacha is that osik mitzvah, part of a mitzvah applies to every mitzvah but Talmud Torah. Normally the the only mitzvah that when you're engaged in, you're not allowed to be putter from other mitzvahs, is Talmud Torah, because you're always supposed to be learning. So you're going to learn all day and all night, so when are you going to daven? When are you going to do anything? When are you going to take lulav? When are you going to eat matzah? I'm going to be learning the whole time, so I'll never be able to do any mitzvah. So it's an interesting line in the Rambam that the Achronim work very hard on. The Kleizemerger has a tshuva, the Divrei Yitzivin, Evan Ezer, Simon Gimel, he says, when we say osim mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah, that's only up until the age of 20. After the age of 20, then we say that kol yom avir avera, and you can't apply osim mitzvah that he's patur, that he's osim b'talmud Torah, and he's patur from getting married. Because he says, I don't understand, if someone is osim b'talmud Torah, he's allowed to spend all of his days b'hir avera. So this is in the Hasidic tradition, that they get married much younger, and they do not rely on the heter of, so to speak, the heter of osik b'mitzvah that they're trying to establish themselves in learning. Then we had said over here that the marik achilu shtiyah shebimeyav, that he had to cleanse out his body of any food that was in his stomach in order to be more dome l'malachei asharis, to be more on an even level with the malachei asharis. So we're going to see a gemara much later in the Masechta on daf ayin heyam the beis that the man was nivla be'evarim, that it was not yotzi b'mnei me'ayim, that the man was a very special food, that it didn't have any waste products. So it just went right into, it didn't really go through the stomach and have to be processed in that way. It just went right into supplying nutrients to all of the evarim in order that a person should have energy and that a person should be nourished, but it didn't really have, there was no waste product of the man. So there's a machlokas over there in the Gemara that the man wasn't the only food that they ate. There were tagare umos that would sell them food. There were merchants from the umos holam as they were traveling around that saw a big group of 3 million people. Whenever anyone sees a group of 3 million people coming to town, they see business opportunity, right? So you set up a hot dog stand when there are 3 million people coming through, whatever, a pretzel stand, something. So they had that too. There were merchants that were coming and selling them food, but the Gemara is going to have machlokas later on. Was the man so powerful that it even took the other food that they ate and was mavliya be'evarim, or is the man not so powerful? No, the man was nivla be'evarim, but the other food went through a regular digestive process. So that's what some of the achronim wonder, that maybe this is a raya, maybe our Gemara as a raya to that shita that it wasn't all nivla be'evarim, that the regular food had to be digested normally, because otherwise what had to happen to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The Moshe Rabbeinu obviously had to go through some process over here of the food in his body being cleansed. And then we had said Gilu Barada B'makum Gila Sham Tehei Ra'ada. So Rashi writes, B'makum Gila means Matan Torah. That a Matan Torah of the Luchos, that's the Gila. And yet there's also Ra'ada by Matan Torah. How do I know there's Gila by Matan Torah? Pikudei Hashem Yisharim, Esam Chilev. That even the experience of learning Torah brings about a great sense of Simcha. So the Ritva raises a kasha that the Gemara in Brachos and Daflamin and Beis sounds like that pasuk is talking about in Yanei Ha'olam. It's not talking about Matan Torah. Because the Gemara says that Abaye was once very cheerful, and Rabba said, Gilu Barada, you have to calm down. You're not so, Rabba corrected his behavior and said, you're not supposed to be so joyous all the time. So it sounds like it was just a general joy and cheer that Abaye was expressing, that it wasn't about Talmud Torah. So the Ritva suggests that Rabba thought that Abaye was Badach based on Torah, because it must be, why would he be so happy? He must have been so cheerful because he had such a clear day of learning. He had such a good day of learning. Because otherwise, also l'mal ischok piv bol mazeh, meaning, if the Gemara is saying over here, Gilu Barada, and Rashi says it means the Torah of the Luchos, that's the Gila. So we asked the Kasha, in Brachos it doesn't seem to be about Gila. The answer is, says the Mitzvah, in Brachos it was about Torah. It was. It conforms exactly to what Rashi says over here. Why else would Abaye be so cheerful? It must have only been about Torah. Or he says, really, Gilu Barada is going on everything. And over here, the Gemara is just going back on the first part of the pasuk of Ivdues Hashem Beira, that all Avodas Hashem has to be Beira. So B'derech Agav, we explain the Seifa of the pasuk as well. But Gilu Barada in Achinami applies to every area of life and not only to Talmud Torah. So now the Gemara analyzes this Machlokas Tanoim. So it says Gemara, B'may Kumif the Rabbi Yosei Glili Rabbi Akiva. What is the basis of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yosei Glili and Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara explains, Biplukta Dehani Tanoi. It's really based on the Machlokas in Tanoim. Rishonim that we have as follows. Titania, Beshisha Bechodesh, Nitna Torah Yisrael. On the sixth day of Sivan was the day of actual Kabbalah Satorah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Beshivabo. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the day of actual Kabbalah Satorah was the seventh day of Sivan. So man, Yamar Beshisha, Beshisha Nitna, Beshiva Allah. If you say that it was given on the sixth day of Sivan, so the sixth day of Sivan was the event of Kabbalah Satorah, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the 40 days, starting on the seventh day of Sivan. Mandyam Rabbishiva, Bishiva Nitna, Ubishiva Allah. And if you say that the seventh day of Sivan was the day of actual Kabbalah Satorah, he must have gone up on that same day. He didn't get to rest that night. He went up that same day. Tichsiva Yikral Moshe Bayom Ashvi. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savrla Katanakama. So what does that machlokas have to do with us? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili must hold like the Tanakama. Da Amar Bishisha Bechodesh Nitna Torah. That it was already on the sixth day of Sivan that the Torah was given. Hilkach Zeha Yemaisa Achara Saras Adibros. So this whole idea of sequestering for the 6 days in advance must have been after the Aseres HaDibros. V'yishkon kvar Hashem al Har Sinai v'yechaseyu anan sheshes yamim l'moshe. That what did the anan cover? It covered Moshe. V'yikral Moshe b'yom ha'shvi l'kabuli shara Torah. And then the day after the sixth day of Sivan, the day after the event of Kabbalah HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu was summoned to go receive the rest of the Torah, to go up to Har Sinai. How do I know that it wasn't the days in advance? D'yisal kadaitach v'yishkon kvar Hashem mirosh chodesh. Because if you can say Yishkan Kvar Hashem means Mirosh Chodesh, Ve'yechaseu Anan means Lahar, that it means the cloud covered the mountain, and Ve'yikral Moshe Bayom HaShvi L'Kabuli Aseres HaDibros, and Moshe Rabbeinu was called, what? Not to go up for 40 days, but to receive just the Aseres HaDibros. HaKabilu Mishisha. What do you mean? Kabbalah Satorah already happened the day before. Meaning if everything starts on Rosh Chodesh and there's really 6 days of sequestering in advance, and the Pasuk is talking about the 6 days in advance, and then on the seventh day Moshe is summoned to receive for the event of Kabbalah Satorah, the event of Kabbalah Satorah already happened. Vastalika Anan Mishisha, and the Anan already left on the sixth day. So that's how we know that it must be that this Pasuk is describing the follow-up to Kabbalah Satorah, not the prelude to Kabbalah Satorah. Rabbi Kiva Savlak Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Kiva Masalak Rabbi Yossi, Damar B'Shiva B'Chodesh Nitna Torah L'Yisrael, that the Torah was actually given on the seventh day, and therefore it fits in beautifully that 6 days in advance, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was called on the seventh day to receive the Aseres HaDibros for Klal Yisrael, and that's what he did, and then he went up to the mountain for another 40 days afterwards, starting on that seventh day. So it says, well, Bishlam Rabbi Kiva, Hainu D'Mishkachas La, B'Shiva Subatabas Shabra Luchos. Rabbi Kiva works out better though in terms of the timing of Shiva Subatamuz. That Shiva Subatamuz is going to be the day of Shir Saluchos because it's supposed to be 40 days after Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain and started receiving the rest of the Torah. So it works out very well if on the seventh day he went up, so 40 days later is Shiva Subatamuz. So Esrim Arbar de Sivan, because you have 24 days remaining to Sivan, Vishitzar de Tamuz, and 16 days of Tamuz, Malu Arbar de Yom and Dava Bahar. So that was his 40 days on the mountain. Ovishiv Subatamuz Nachiz, and then the 17th day of Thomas, he came down, Va'asa, and he came with Tavrinu, Luluchos, and he saw Klal Yisrael doing the Egel, so he broke the Luchos. The Gemara leaves that part of the story out, right? We'd rather not mention that. So he came down, and he broke the Luchos, not just Tam, we were doing the Egel, but we all know the story. El Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Damar Shisha, the Prisha of Arba in Dahar, Adesh Matas Batam, Zulipar Luchos. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the 6 days of Prisha were after Kabbalah Satorah, so the clock on the 40 days doesn't start until 6 days later. So then Shavuos and B'Tamuz should not be Shavuos and B'Tamuz. The breaking of the Luchos should be on the 23rd day of Tamuz. So Amlach Rabbi Yosef Lili, Arbayim Dahar Bahadi Shisha Depresha. You have to say that the clock starts with the Shisha Depresha, meaning the clock on the 40 days already starts with the Shisha Depresha, and therefore it works out very nicely that it's in fact Shiva Asur B'Tamuz. So the Shavuos is Nikva on the sixth day of Sivan because we do Shavuos based on Sfira, right? So after counting Sfira for 49 days, day 50 is going to be Shavuos. So even if you hold that the Torah was given B'Shiva B'Chodesh, the proper day to observe Shavuos is the sixth day of Sivan. In fact, there is even a Shita, the Babacher Rebbe had such a Shita, that if you're counting your Sfira, so Shavuos is whenever you finish counting Sfira, even if you cross the date line. And if you cross the date line and you just keep counting day after day after day, you're going to end up with a different day of Shavuos than everybody else around you. And he held, yeah, ein hachinami. You have a different day of Shavuos than everybody else. else around you. Someone once told me that a real Lubavitcher Chassid would never cross the date line during Sfira. To have to travel, they'll go around the other way, but because they don't want to create that kind of problem. So, but anyway, certainly Sfira plays a key role for Klal Yisrael, at least. If that we don't accept that Shita, that's a wild Shita. But for Klal Yisrael, Shavuos plays a key role. The Sfira plays a key role in determining Shavuos. So the Magen Avraham raises the question: so how is it on Shavuos that we say Zman Matan Torasenu? It's not. We paskin that Shiva B'Chodesh Nitna Torah because the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerdeis and Kuf Tzadivav that a Paleta Shechva Zera needs six onos, needs a 72-hour period before she's no longer Paleta Shechva Zera. And based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Pei Vav, it seems that that only is true if you hold that the Torah was received on the seventh day of Sivan. If you hold on the sixth day of Sivan, you would hold that you don't need Shisha onos, and we paskin that you need six onos. So we paskin that the seventh day of Sivan was Kabbalah Satorah. So how can you say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? It's not. So the Magen Avraham says at our minute, says Man Matan Torah Seinu must be in accordance with the Shitas HaRambam that you only that you don't need six onos, and so the Rambam paskins b'shisha b'chodesh in the Torah, but otherwise it's taka difficult. Okay, so that's a kasha the Achronim deal with. So Amar Mar, we had said. The Yikra Moshe of Klal Yisrael Omdin. Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael is there. Misael, Rabbi Lazar, Tam Rabbi Lazar, the Yikra Moshe of Klal Yisrael Omdin, Lo Ba Kasav, Al Chalik Lo Kavod the Moshe. That really wasn't just Moshe, it was Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael, but the Torah singles out Moshe to give a cover to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mesve, Kol Lo, Kol Elav, Rashi points out the Pasuk says, Vayishmas Kol Midaber Elav. So it could have said, Lo, it says Elav. So what do we learn from there? Moshe Shama, but Kol Yisrael Lo Shamu. That Moshe Rabbeinu heard the call, but the rest of Klal Yisrael did not hear it. So which is it? On the one hand, we said that Moshe and Kol Yisrael, and the only reason we single out Moshe was to be L'chalik Lo Kavod, but really the summoning was for all of Klal Yisrael, and they all heard it. And then on the other hand, we say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out, it's a Kol Lo. It's a call to, it's a Kol Love, rather, it's a call only to Moshe, and no one else heard it. So says Mar two answers. Lo kasha, haba Sinai, haba ol moed. By our Sinai, they all heard it. By the ol moed, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it. V'ibay seba lo kasha, haba kriya, haba dibur. When it was a summoning, they all heard it, but when it was a dibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to communicate, then only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it. Rabbi Zveiko, Rami Krayu Kamed Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Zveiko was asking steers and psukim to Rabbi Lazar. V'rami la, am Rabbi Zveiko, Rabbi Lazar, Rami. Or Rabbi Zveiko was reporting that Rabbi Lazar had asked the stira. Ksiv on the one hand says V'yachol Moshe lava ol moed kishach in lava anan, that Moshe couldn't go into the ol moed when the anan was there in the ol moed. Uksiv and the pasuk says V'yavo Moshe b'socha anan, that Moshe walked right in b'socha anan. So which is it? Melamich tafsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe V'yaviu ba'anan. This teaches us that Kodesh Baruch Hu grabbed Moshe and brought him into the anan. To be Rabbi Shmuel Tana, because he couldn't go on his own. To be Rabbi Shmuel Tana, he has a different answer. No, Nemar kan b'soch, Nemar la'alan b'soch. There's somewhere else that the Torah uses the word besoch, which is going to shed light on this. Vayavo b'nei Yisrael besoch hayam. What does it mean? We went besoch hayam. We didn't get wet. Malalon shvil, just like the Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a path that was made for us. Tchsiv amayim lem choma. The water was a wall on either side of us, and we walked right through. Afkan shvil. So to over here, there was a path that was made for Moshe Rabbeinu in the Anan, because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go directly into the Anan, so he needed a path to be made for him in order to be able to enter. Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber. Lama hiktim kriya ledibor. Why is it Vayikra first and then Vayidaber? Lim de Torah derech eretz. This is the Torah telling me, in general, how to behave. Shalom yomar adam davar l'chaveru alam kin koreu. That people need an advance warning. If you want to have a serious conversation with somebody, let them know in advance, I need to talk to you. And then you can they can designate the time, they can prepare themselves for the conversation. So a person should be korei, and only then be medaber. V'seyeh Rabbi Chanina. Damri Rabbi Chanina, lo yomar adam davar l'chaveru alam kin koreu. That this is a riot. Or Rabbi Chanina always said that he used to say that a person should always be korei first and only then be medaber. Then what do I learn from Lamor? So Amar Rabbi Girs over here, who it is exactly that somebody said minayin lomer davar lechaveru shu bebal yomer ad sheyomer lo lechamar. How do I know that if someone tells something to somebody else, the assumption is you're not allowed to share that information unless the person who told it to you has given you explicit permission to do so? Shenemar veidaber Hashem. Eilav me'ol moed leimar. Because the pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem eilav me'ol moed leimar. So from the word leimar, it's leimar la'acherim, that only when you're given explicit permission are you allowed to be leimar la'acherim. Are you allowed to share it with other people? In the Gemara Mesachas Megillah, the Gemara says that someone who's kari b'torah zeinu pochus me'asar psukim, and the Gemara says, and Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimar is olal minin asara. Counts as one of the 10 psukim when you're lain from the Torah. So Rashi says, of course, why wouldn't it be counted as one time sukkim? Because Rashi says there's nothing to learn from Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leimar. There's no limud from Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, and therefore it's a chiddush and it's one of the time sukkim. So Maritz Chayis raises the question over there: no limud? What do you mean? We have a limud right here that it's also the dabal achim that you're not allowed to share. With that. We learn confidentiality from Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leimar. So he suggests that din is learned from the first time it says, but every other place in the Torah that it says it, he has to repeat it every time. So then every other time is not something that there's a limud from, and therefore you cannot derive it. There's also a question of the limits of confidentiality. Is confidentiality only when the person says, I'm keeping it confidential? There's a shaila in the Betzalel Chachma, he was asked about publishing Divrei Torah from someone from a Talmud Chacham who had passed away, and during his life never wanted to publish his Divrei Torah. So do you say, okay, so it was meant not to be shared, or do we assume that this is only a Midas Chasidus? How exactly to understand this? So it's a fascinating sugya, but maybe for a different time. Okay, but Shem, we'll pick up there on the bottom of Dalaran Bays tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.